Greetings to all of you.
大家问好。
And we Christians are a peculiar people.
我们基督徒是很特别的人，一群人。
And we are so special that sometimes we can't even grasp it.
我们是这么特别，有时候我们也没有办法形
容。And we cannot even understand how special we are sometimes.
我们自己不了解我们有多特别。
And every time when we open the Bible,
每次我们打开圣经,
we see all the promises of God is so wonderful.
我们看到神各种美好的承诺。
And then there are times that when we look at the promise of the Lord, and then as if we ascended to heaven in a quick way.
有时候我们看到这些承诺，好像我们就升到天堂。
But then there are other times when we walk on the earth facing our difficulties.
但有时候我们在地上面对困难的时候。
And then we find out that we have no strength to overcome them.
我们发现我们没有力量来克服。
Then we may feel that, oh, I'm but a weak Christian.
我们就感觉到我们是很软弱的基督徒。
This may be for someone else, but me, I can't help it.
这也许是对别人是这样，但是我自己就是在这种光景里。
And so we go like,Sometimes up, sometimes down.
所以我们有时候上，有时候下。
And sometimes we feel like we're special, so special that we're better than everybody.
有时候我们觉得我们是这么的特别，我们比所有的人都好。
And other times we feel like we are so weak and bad, and then we are worse than everybody.
有时候我们觉得我们光景是这么差，我们比所有的人都差。
And so we go up and we go down.
所以我们有时候往上，有时候往下。
And we have been on the topic of devoting ourselves to the gospel these days.
我们的主题一直在以福音为圣。
And how may one give himself to the Lord when he live a life that goes up and down?
所以人如何能够把自己给神，当他的生活是上上下下的。
We know that the promises of God is always true and steadfast.
我们知道神的承诺永远是真的。
And it doesn't change.
不改变的。
And so therefore when we readfrom the first message that we are to preach the gospel.
所以我们从第一篇的讲到我们要传福音。
And then we also have a heart to preach the gospel.
我们也有传福音的心。
And I believe all of us has received the burden to preach the gospel.
我想我们每一个人都有传福音的负担。
And because not only our church, all churches of Christ talked about the importance of preaching the gospel.
不只是我们的教会，每一个教会都在说传福音的重要。
Not only this group of Christians here emphasize the importance of the gospel, but Christians everywhere in the world talk about preaching the gospel is important.
不只是我们这里的基督徒认为传福音重要，全世界基督徒都认为传福音很重要。
We know it, and that's one thing.
我们知道这是一件事。
We do it, that's another thing.
去做是另一回事。
And so how are we going to preach the gospel to others?
所以我们该如何向别人传福音?
That led us into the second message of our series.
那就进入我们第二篇讲到。
That we are called to be the witnesses of the gospel.
我们被呼召成为福音的见证人。
And what is to witness the gospel?
什么是见证福音?
And first, we must be sure that we have the life of Christ in us through the Holy Spirit.
第一，我们必须要确定我们有基督的生命，借由圣灵。
You know, I know many of you love me.
我们知道你中间很多人爱我
But not too many people can witness of me.
但是很少人能够为我做见证
And in all the people here, I believe that my wife loves me the most.
这里所有的人我相信我的太太最爱我
But even she cannot witness for me.
但是即使我的太太也不能帮我做见证
There's only one person who can be my witness.
只有一个人可以做我的见证人
And who is that?
是谁呢
That's my only son.
那是我唯一的儿子。
Why?
为什么?
Because he has my life.
因为他有我的生命。
And when we go traveling away from our familiar surroundings,
当我们到我们不熟悉的地方旅游的时候,
and a lot of people take a look at my son,
很多人看看我的儿子。
And then he say, oh, that's so-and-so's son.
哦，他们说，哦，那是谁跟谁的儿子。
He did not say anything or do anything.
他没有说任何事，也没有做任何事。
But no one would be confused when he stand next to me.
但是他站在我旁边时，没有人会怀疑。
He is my witness.
他是我的见证人。
Likewise, we all Christians are the witnesses of Christ because we share the same life.
同样的，我们基督徒也都是基督的见证人，因为我们分享同一个生命。
The Holy Spirit was sent into us.
圣灵已经送到我们身上。
We are born again to be what?
我们已经重生了。
To be what?
成为什么呢？
To be the witnesses of Christ.
我们重生成为基督的见证人。
So often we hear that we are to preach the gospel.
我们常常听到我们要传福音。
Especially for the ministers of Christ, we study the words of God, figuring out how to preach the gospel.
尤其对传道人而言，我们读圣经，我们想想看要怎么传福音。
We come up with some formulas to preach the gospel.
我们有一些公式来传福音。
But no, the gospel cannot be preached by our mind.
但是不是的。福音是不能够借由我们的心思来传的。
The bottom line of the gospel is that it has to be preached by the life of Christ himself.
最重要的是福音要被基督的生命借由他自己来传。
That is why we talked about the second message from the series.
这就是我们第二篇的主旨。
That we are the witnesses of the gospel.
我们是福音的见证人。
That brings us to the third message, which is today's message.
我们这就引导到我们今天的讯息。
And it is also the last message of the series.
这是最后一篇。
And personally, I think this is the most important part of the three messages.
我个人认为这是三篇中最重要的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have heard about preaching the gospel and to be his witnesses.
因为我们已经听到了传福音，而且做他的见证人。
And we understand that with our hearts.
我们的全心都已经知道了。
And I believe all of us has conviction that no doubt I am a child of God and I can preach the gospel.
我想我们每一个人都知道我们是神的儿子，我们可以传福音。
And I don't need to say too much and I don't need to do anything special and I'm already being his witness.
我不用说太多，我也不用做太多，我已经是他的见证人。
But then sometimes when we forget about that,
但有时候我们忘记了是这个事实。
And when we do not get in touch with this commission of the Lord,
我们有时候没有得到神的托付。
And we forget about the commission of the Lord,
我们忘记了这个托付。
And then we act no different from the people of the world.
那我们就跟世界上的人没有什么差别了。
And that is something very normal among Christians.
这在基督徒身上常常发生。
And when we serve with fervency.
当我们服侍的时候，我们是
很热切的，
很热切。
And we come to a gospel meeting and everyone tries.
我们来到福音聚会，每一个人都很努力尝试。
But when we're not in the meeting, somehow something we have forgotten.
但我们不在福音聚会中，我们就好像忘记了一些事。
And why there is such inconsistency?
为什么会有这些不一样的东西。
And that's why we want to talk about this third message.
那就是我们今天要讲第三篇的原因。
And this is the importance of prayer.
这就是祷告的重要。
Why prayer is important?
为什么祷告重要？
And because prayer is God's given right to every child.
因为这是神给我们每一个小孩的权利。
And that through prayer we may know him.
经由祷告我们可以认识他。
And we may know what he is doing.
我们可以知道他在做什么。
And so therefore, let us open our Bible.
所以我们打开我们的圣经。
And to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
And we want to read a very important verse.
我们要读一节很重要的圣经。
And which is verse 19.
希伯来书十章十九节。
And if you don't have the Bible, you can just listen to me or my brother.
如果你没有圣经，你就可以听我们讲。
And I will go first, and then my brother.
我会先，然后。
Hebrews 10:19. We have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus.
希伯来书十章十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Oh, this is the privilege given to all Christians.
哦，这是给所有基督徒的特权。
Not only we can come to the holy place,
不只是我们能够进入神圣至圣所,
but we can come with confidence,
而且我们可以非常有信心的进入。
And by what?
借由什么呢?
Not by our own merits,
不是靠我们自己的美好。
Not because we shed tears,
不是因为我们哭泣。
And not because we have sympathies to the people of tragedy,
不是因为我们对在苦难中的人有同情心。
Not because we prayed very loudly. Not because we pray very beautifully,
不是因为我们祷告得很优美,
but by the blood of Jesus.
而是借由耶稣的宝血,
and that is the only foundation for anyone who prays.
这是祷告的,
and you know, each time when we pray,
你知道我们每一次祷告的时候,
we are always encouraging one another to pray the Lord with first thanksgiving and praise.
我们都一直鼓励大家一开始的时候要感恩,
but you know, as if thanksgiving and praise is a way to enter into the Lord's presence.
好像感恩这样祷告就是能够进入神的存在.
And there is an element that is a little bit overlooked here.
这里头有一个很重要一点我们忽视了.
And we know that it is not thanksgiving or praise that connect us with the presence of the Lord.
我们知道并不是赞美能够让我们能够进入神的同在.
But it is by the blood of Jesus Christ.
而是借由基督的宝血.
We come before the Lord and give thanks for His redemption. That's why God accepts our prayer.
我们到神前感谢基督的救赎, 那是因为他能够接受我们祷告的原因.
We praise the Lord because Christ Jesus has finished redemption and He is our Savior and Lord.
我们赞美神是因为耶稣基督已经完成了救赎.
The Lord God does not need us to patronize Him.
神并不需要我们去崇拜他.
He is not like a dictator who likes to hear good words to Him.
他不像独裁者一样喜欢别人说好话.
But when we come with an understanding that I come confidently before God,
但是当他知道我们很坦然地到神面前时,
with such boldness,
有这么大的信心,
because Jesus Christ has finished redemption,
是因为耶稣基督已经完成了救赎.
Therefore, I give thanks every time.
这就是我每次感谢的原因.
Therefore, I praise Him every time.
这是我每次赞美提高他的原因.
It is very different from you try to patronize someone in a higher position.
这跟你要讨好一个在上位的人不一样.
Because those people done nothing for us.
因为他们没有为我们做任何事.
They just want to have their ears tickled by our words.
他们只是希望他们的耳朵能够被我们的美化给
God does not care for beautiful words spoken to Him.
神不在意这些美好的言语.
But God cares every child of God understand redemption and come boldly and give thanks.
但是神希望我们每一个小孩子都能够知道.
And therefore we can praise the Lord.
所以我们可以赞美神.
Can you praise the Lord?
你们可以赞美神吗?
Are you willing to give thanks every time you come before God?
你愿意每次把感谢给神吗?
It is not by someone else's encouragement.
这不是借由别人的鼓励.
Someone would say, do it, do it.
有些人会跟你讲, 哦, 赶快做, 就这么做.
And then some people who are so obedient, they just do it.
有些很顺服的人, 他们就这么做.
They do it for so long, still without understanding.
他们如此祷告, 这么久, 他们还是不知道为什么.
But God will open our eyes and ears this morning.
但是主会自己开我们的心眼.
The only foundation for prayer
祷告的唯一根基
is because of Christ's redemption.
是借由基督的救赎.
That I may come before God boldly by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以到神的面前, 坦然地到神面前.
Even though I feel like so weak.
其实我们自己觉得很软弱.
Even though I did not do anything good.
虽然我们没有做任何一件好事,
even though a minute ago I just sinned,
虽然可能前一分钟我就犯罪,
but I know very clearly each time I come before God it's not by our merit.
但我知道我们非常清楚地知道我们每一次到神面前并不是因为我们自己的好,
but God is pleased with us who recognize what His Son has done for us.
但是主会很高兴因为我们知道他的儿子为我们做了什么.
So therefore it is important for us to pray.
所以这对我们非常重要，我们要祷告。
And to pray with confidence.
有信心的祷告。
The second aspect of prayer
祷告的第二点,
is that when we pray, we know that we need to change the attitude about prayer.
我们要改变我们祷告的态度。
And a lot of times we plan for things.
很多时候我们计划一件事。
And a lot of times we set out to do something.
有时候我们就出去要做一件事。
But because we are good Christians.
但是因为我们是好的基督徒。
And therefore we pause and then we pray.
这时候我们会停下来，然后我们祷告。
So we always say we need the Lord to bless our endeavor.
所以我们常常说啊，我们需要神来保护我们这些。
And because we have a project to do, and we need the Lord to come and bless us.
有时候我们有一个计划要做，我们说哦，希望主来保守我们。
And so we do everything, and then we pray last.
所以我们先做事情，然后我们再祷告。
But if we understand the blood of Jesus Christ,
但是我们如果了解基督耶稣基督的保险
，our attitude towards prayer must change.
我们祷告的态度就一定要改变。
That we must pray before we do anything.
我们要先祷告再做事情。
And what is to pray before everything?
这是指什么呢？先祷告再做事情。
That means we are humbling ourselves before the Lord.
这是指我们在主面前降卑。
I do not know what to do.
我不知道该怎么做。
Even when I received the commission to preach the gospel.
即使是当我得到了福音的托付。
And I know I need to preach the gospel.
我知道我必须要传福音。
But when?
什么时候
？How？
如何呢
？Who？
跟谁传
？With what？
用什么传
？I have no understanding of any of these things.
我对这些事情我一点都不了解。
And I just came back from Hong Kong and Beijing.
我刚从香港和北京回来。
And I preached the gospel with a lot of preparation.
我准备了很多来传福音。
And because a lot of them are my relatives, and I know them in person.
因为很多是我的亲戚，我非常的认识他们。
And I know this person, when I speak this, he will counter with that.
我知道这个人，当我跟他这样讲的时候，他会这样反驳。
So this time I did a lot of homework.
所以我在家里做了很多功课。
And, but then the Lord opened up a very special way for me to learn about his ways.
然后呢，神给我了一个很特别的功课，学习。
And I one time talked to this person.
有一次我在跟这个人讲话的时候。
And I say, so and so.
我说啊，这样这样。
And the gospel is actually this.
福音是这样。
And because I know, what he was resisting of before.
因为我知道他所阻拦、抗拒的是什么。
So this time I come straight to the point and then nail it on the head.
所以这一次我直入问题核心。
But his reaction is beyond my expectation.
但是他的反应超乎我意料。
He said, "You are a Christian for more than 20 years."
他说你是超过二十年的基督徒。
I cannot argue with you.
我没有办法跟你争论。
Of course, you thought about what to say, and you can say it well.
当然，你已经想好了要说什么，所以你可以说得很好。
In fact, he had no weak comeback for my preaching of the gospel.
其实他没有办法对我反驳。
He knew what I said was true.
他知道我说的是真的。
But he still would not take it.
但是他并不会接受。
Oh, when he said that, I immediately received the Lord's teaching.
哦，当他这样说的时候，我马上得到了神的教训。
I understand the importance of prayer.
我知道，我了解了祷告的重要。
I know I have been trying my best in figuring out the clever way to talk to someone.
我知道，我非常努力想到一个聪明的办法来跟他传福音。
But it is the Lord who saves, not my words.
但是是神救人，不是我的话语。
Oh, I learned it well.
啊，我学的非常好的功课。
Immediately, I had to shut my eyes and pray.
我马上闭上眼睛，我立刻就要祷告。
Who am I to preach the gospel?
我是谁能够传福音
？It is not by our mind to convince another mind.
这并不是靠我们自己的心思来说服另外一个人。
But if you pray and humble yourselves before the Lord.
但是如果你在神面前谦卑祷告
，and then you find out that before the Lord can change anything for us, He is starting to change us first.
当我们认为当神能够改变我们周围的时候，他会先改变我们自己这个人。
Prayer is very, very important.
祷告是非常非常重要。
And then we know that prayer, above all things, is work.
但我们知道，所有的祷告都是有关于工作。
Prayer is not a practice only.
祷告并不是一种练习。
Prayer is actually work.
祷告是一种工作。
And you know that a lot of times we do understand what works are.
有时候我们知道什么是工作。
And a housewife will know what is housework.
一个家庭主妇会知道在家里的工作是什么。
A student knows schoolwork.
一个学生知道学校里的功课是什么。
Certainly we all have jobs and we know what is required of us in our work.
我们都有工作，我们知道在上班的时候要做什么。
But when we do everything on this earth,
当我们在这个世界上做事情的时候，
we know the importance about work is to finish it.
我们知道工作的重要性就是要结束完成。
Is to finish through.
要完全完成。
If I was given a school project and I only finish halfway,
如果我有一个学校的作业，我只完成了一半，
I would not get a D.
我不会得到任何的肯定。
I would not get a D.
我不会得到一个 D
加
分数。
乙丙，
甲乙丙
丁丁，我没有丁。What will we have?
我们会得到什么？
Incomplete.
没有结束。
No grade.
没有分数。
No one will even look at it.
没有人会看。
Because it's not complete.
因为还没有结束。
When you go to work, the boss tells you to do something.
当你去工作的时候，你的老板叫你做一些事。
You say, oh, I really intend to finish it.
哇，我很想要完结束。
And I was about to finish it.
我快要完成了。
But I never finish it.
但我从来也不能够真正完成。
You may have good excuse.
你可能有很好理由。
But then tomorrow he will not be your boss.
但明天他就不会是你的老板。
Because the boss requires you to finish your work.
因为老板希望你能够完成你的工作。
And the amazing thing about Christian in prayer.
基督徒很奇妙的是在祷告里。
And it's that we know prayer takes work.
我们知道祷告需要工作。
But we never persistent enough in prayer to finish the work.
但是我们从来也没有恒心去完成这件工作。
So, you know, we are about to preach the gospel.
所以我们要传福音了。
In fact, we set the schedule to preach the gospel.
事实上我们有定这个时间要传福音。
So we say we want to do this, but then before we do it, we pray.
我们说我们要这么做，但我们这么做之前我们祷告。
Then after the meeting, we don't pray.
但福音聚会完以后，我们就不祷告。
And then we never finish about praying for certain gospel friends until he is saved.
所以我们从来也没有完成祷告的工作。
So we move on from this person to that person.
所以我们从这个人到那个人。
So sometimes we pray when we remember.
有时候我们记得的时候，我们就祷告。
But most of the time we don't remember that person, so all of a sudden this person is no longer there.
有时候我们忘了这个福音朋友，然后过一阵子他就不来了。
But if you truly care about the person,
但是你如果真正关心一个人，
Just like we care for our parents, our friends, our brothers and sisters.
就像我们关心自己的父母、朋友、兄弟、弟兄姊妹们。
You want them to be saved.
你希望他们得救。
You may not say anything and do anything different at the moment.
你现在也许不会做不同的事。
But your prayer never stop.
但是你的祷告永远不止息。
In fact, we should increase the frequency of our prayer.
事实上我们应该更多的祷告。
Praying is work.
祷告是工作。
If we want to preach the gospel and to be his witness, we need to pray persistently.
如果我们要想要传福音，我们必须要不止息的祷告。
Individual Christian must do that.
个人的基督徒必须要这么做。
The Christian in a corporate body must do that.
全体的基督徒也要这么做。
And this is the key of preaching the gospel.
这是重点，这是传福音的重点。
It is the key of being his witnesses.
这是成为他见证人重要的事。
It is the key to turn all the objective knowledge,
就是把所有客观的事实，
into our subjective experience of being his witness of the gospel,
就是把所有客观事实变成我们自己主观传福音的知识的重点。
And it is important for us to grasp the importance of prayer.
我们要了解祷告的重要。
But our natural being,are weak.
但是我们的天然生命非常的软弱。
Inconsistency is our nature.
半途而废是我们的，在我们天然生命里。
Because we somehow when we want to do the important things like praying,
有时候我们想要做重要的事，譬如说祷告。
And we remember to bring our needs before the Lord.
我们把我们的需求带到神面前。
And then we pray.
然后我们祷告。
But before we start praying,
但是在我们停止开始祷告之前，
Then all of a sudden, oh, I remember I forgot to pay bills.
有时候我们就想起，哦，我忘了交账单。
Then you got up to pay bills.
那你就先去 做账单。
Oh, I forgot to check the stove.
哦，我忘了检查炉子。
Then you go check the stove.
那你就去厨房检查炉子。
And all of a sudden, there are a lot of things to just take you away from your knees.
有很多的事情会干扰你。
And so therefore, it is not only our nature, but our environment is not helpful to our prayer.
所以不只是我们的本性，有时候我们的周围也没有帮忙我们传福音。
So if we want to preach the gospel consistently,
所以如果我们要持续的传福音，
we must allow a time that has least distraction so that we can pray about such gospel.
我们必须要准备时间，然后不被分心，我们可以传福音。
And therefore, if we rise up in the morning, before anything can bother us, let us pray.
所以我们有时候我们早起，在所有事情都发生之前，我们就要
祷告。Because the stove has not started yet.
因为锅炉还没有开始。
Your children are not awake yet.
你的小孩还没有起床。
And there is nothing, no phone is ringing.
电话也不会响。
That is the time I think is best for everyone to pray.
我认为早晨是对大家祷告最好的时候。
Because that is the least time that you will be distracted.
因为在这时候你最不可能分心。
Now if you give up that time,
如果你放弃这个时间，
and you want to do anything spiritual,
你要做任何属灵的事，
you will find out that it is much harder to go on the uphill climb.
你会像走上坡一样非常非常的困难。
Because there are just so many distractions in our life.
因为有这么多事可以让你分心。
So let us learn how to pray and know what is along this way to prevent us from praying.
所以我们来学祷告，我们也知道要怎么祷告才不会分心。
And both of this discovery must be revealed by the Lord to our hearts.
这两个启示都必须要神向我们的心来显示。
It is not by Brother Fendi's clever speech.
这不是借由 Brother Fendi 非常美好的讲道。
Or Sister Pitao's loving encouragement.
或者碧桃姐的鼓励。
And you know, we are only people.
我们只是人。
The fact of the matter is we both failed ourselves.
事实上我们两个人都会跌倒。
Sometimes our sister is finding out that she has no love for anything to do this work.
有时候我们的姊妹也会发觉，哦，她心中没有做这些工作的爱。
And forgive me if I said it wrong, but Brother Fendi, it's just no clever words that is useful.
对不起，如果我刚举例举错，有时候 Fendi 弟兄也没有好的言语。
Because, you know, we are only people as well.
我们只是人。
And whatever we do, you can do and even better.
我们做什么你也可以做，你还可以做得更好。
But the important thing is not to copy each other here.
重要的是不要完全学习彼此。
But each one of us know before the Lord what is to pray confidently.
就我们每一个人都知道我们要在如何在神面前坦然祷告。
And so therefore we have to overcome some roadblocks.
所以我们要克服一些困扰。
And today I just mark out two roadblocks.
今天我会提一些困扰。
And that is very deep ingrained in our humanity.
就在我们人性的深处。
And the first one is discovered in the book of Genesis.
第一个是在创世纪里。
You know, Adam, after he was created, he fell quickly.
我们知道亚当受造以后，他很快的就堕落。
Although he was created perfect, but by his nature, he has not enough to hold on to his heavenliness.
虽然他被完美的创造，但是因为他本性，他没有办法维持这个完美。
He was but flesh.
他只是一个肉体。
He was but earthly.
他只是属地的。
He was but self-loved.
他只是爱自己。
And he wants to love God, but he has not enough love.
他想要爱神，但是他没有足够的爱。
He is so clever, but he cannot understand God and his way.
他是这么的聪明，但是还是无法了解神的心意。
And the matter of fact, he was no match with Satan's trickery.
事实上，他没有办法抵挡撒旦的诱惑。
Because he was only natural.
因为他只是一个天然的生命。
So he fell as a sinner.
所以他摔倒了，成为一个罪人。
And you would think when a person has fallen and discovered that he is sinner, he would pray, right?
你认为有些人失败成为罪人的时候，他会祷告。
No, but we never seen Adam pray when he fell.
我们从来没有看过亚当祷告，在他失败的时候。
It's just like every one of our nature. When we have fallen, instead of praying, we keep on keeping on.
就像我们自然生命一样，我们失败的时候，我们不祷告，我们只是一直继续这么做。
That's our nature.
这是我们天然生命。
But Genesis 4:25-26.
创世纪第四章二十五、二十六节。
And also chapter 5 verse 6 and verse 3.
还有第五章第三、第六节。
And because of time, we're not going to read it.
因为时间我们不读。
But here we discover when people pray.
但这里我们可以发现什么时候人们会祷告。
Adam did not pray.
亚当没有祷告。
And he begot two sons.
他有两个儿子。
And the first one is called Cain, the second one is called Abel.
第一个是该隐，第二个是亚伯。
And we know Cain, the Bible did not tell us when he was born and when he died.
我们知道该隐圣经上没有说他何时生何时死。
But when Adam had his firstborn,
但亚当有他第一个小孩的时候。
And he said, I got it.
他说哦我得到了。
Cain's meaning.
这就是该隐的意思，得到了。
And Cain means I got it.
该隐就是说，哦，我得到了。
So because he thinks there is a son for him.
因为他认为，哦，这是我的儿子。
But then that is one line of Adam's lineage.
这是亚当的一个支派。
And soon after he got a second son.
当他马上得到第二个儿子的时候。
His son's name, second son's name is called Abel.
第二个儿子叫做亚伯。
And the nature of Adam came out first.
我们这亚当的天然生命先出来。
But God's grace has not changed on Adam.
神的恩典并没有在他身上改变。
So the second son that Adam begot was called Abel.
所以第二个儿子叫做亚伯。
The meaning of the word Abel is breath.
亚伯的意义就是指空气。
Or water course.
或者是水流。
And what does that mean?
这指什么意思呢?
Because Adam was created by the breath of God in him.
因为亚当是经由神的呼吸吹气而创造的。
And the Holy Spirit is the solid description of what that breath is.
这个很确切的形容就是圣灵。
Anything that is truly living must have that breath.
所以任何一件真正活的东西都一定要有那个呼吸。
Not only that breath, but continue to flow in that water supply.
不只是要那口气，而且这口气还要一直一直像水一样的流。
Adam had revelation and called that his son Abel.
所以亚当得到了启示，他就叫他的第二个儿子亚伯。
But it is human nature.
但是这是人的天性。
That is always against God's supernature.
人性跟神性永远有冲突。
Galatians says that the flesh strive with the Holy Spirit.
我们知道肉体跟圣灵相争。
And so Cain killed Abel.
该隐杀了亚伯。
And Abel died.
亚伯就死了。
Adam, I'm sure, was very sad.
亚当我相信他一定很难过。
But what could he do?
但是他能做什么呢?
Did he pray?
他有没有祷告?
No.
他没有祷告。
What did he do?
他做了什么?
He lived on living on.
他只是继续继续的过日子。
And Cain begot his sons.
该隐也得到了儿子。
And then Adam, after 135 years, begot another son in place of Abel.
亚当130岁以后得到第二个儿子来代替亚伯。
And he called him Seth.
他叫他赛特。
And what is the meaning of Seth?
赛特是什么意思?
Seth could literally mean a seedling or a little tree.
赛特在文字上可以指一个小小的种子或是一个小树苗。
That shows that Adam has faith in his sons.
这里显示亚当在他的儿子身上有信心。
God wants him to reproduce.
神希望他能够繁衍后代。
And so he reproduced.
所以他又生了。
And when he reproduces, he has hope for the next generation, just like all of us.
当他有后代的时候，他就有希望。
Did he pray then?
他有没有祷告？
Did man on earth pray then?
世界上的人有没有祷告？
No, a lot of times we have hope for ourselves before we pray before God.
很多时候我们先有希望，然后我们后才祷告。
Right?So we want to plan certain things to do, and then after we plan it, and then we ask the Lord to bless it. So we always come doing things before we pray.
我们计划一件事，我们先计划好，我们再请神来保守。所以我们永远是这样。
But God's grace will not let go of Adam. God's choice has not been returned to him.
神的选择没有回来。
And so, 没有后悔。
So
God continued to lay hold of Adam and his spiritual line.
所以神继续借由亚当来传他的属灵。
So after another 105 years,
所以过另外一个105年,
Seth begot another son called Enosh.
赛特得到另外一个儿子叫做以诺士。
And what is the meaning of that name?
以诺士是什么意思呢?
The one Seth was called the little tree, the little life.
赛特叫做小树,小生命。
And Enosh literally means mortal.
以诺士的意义就是指必死的人。
How would a father call his son, "You are mortal"?
一个爸爸怎么会叫儿子，你是一个必死的人？
Anybody would call your son. We may call little pig, little dog, but we won't call you will die.
你会叫你的儿子小猪、小狗，但你不会说你会死。
Right? Who would curse their son like that?
是的吧？谁也不会咒诅自己的儿子。
But that's not a curse.
但是这不是一个咒诅。
That is the revelation to our humanity.
这不是，这是人性的启示。
When God say, you know, the day you eat of that tree and disobey God, you will certainly die.
当神跟你说，有时候，当那一天你吃了树上的果子，你就一定会死。
Adam did not pray.
亚当没有祷告。
235 years down the road, he did not pray.
235年，他没有祷告。
But when Enosh was born,
但是刚以挪士。
The Bible tells us that then people on earth began to call upon the name of the Lord.
当以诺士生的时候，圣经告诉我们，从那时开始，人们开始求告耶和华的名。
That is the beginning of prayers in our humanity.
这是人类开始祷告。Who
will pray?
谁会祷告?
When you discover that man will die, then people pray.
当你了解到人会死的时候，人就会祷告。When
you receive the words of God, and with that understanding, then you will pray. Prayer is your need.
当你从神那边得到话，你就会祷告。会祷告是因为你有需要。
You know, normally we won't pray for one another.
平常我们不会帮彼此祷告。
But when our brother and sister is sick, we have this love for them to pray for them.
可是当弟兄姊妹生病的时候，我们就有这个爱，我们会为他祷告。
Because we truly do not want anyone to die.
因为我们真的不希望任何一个人死。
But on the other hand, death, or the reminder of death, is God's grace.
但有时候我们知道死亡其实是神对我们的恩典，给我们一个提醒。
A lot of times we know, we think we can live on living on.
有时候我们认为我们只是就能够一直活下去。
But no, the earthquake makes strike suddenly.
但是不是这样的，有时候地震就来了。
Or you drive out and there may be accident.
有时候你开车出去可能就有车祸。
Or suddenly the doctor tell you you have months to live.
有时候，哎。 医生就突然告诉你，你只有几个月活。
No one can control his own life.
没有一个人能够掌握你自己的生命。
Why?
为什么?
Because we are mortals.
因为我们是必死必朽坏。
When we receive the revelation of God and understand we are mortals,
当我们从神得到这个启示，我们了解我们是必死的。
Then we pray.
我们就会祷告。
If you love yourself, you pray for yourself.
如果你爱自己，你就为自己祷告。
With that revelation, if you love your parents, you pray for your parents.
得到这个启示，如果你爱你的父母，你就为你父母祷告。
Or anybody else.
或者是所有的人。
Because you know that one day they die.
因为你知道有一天他们会死。
If they are not saved, it is so miserable that they will burn in the lake of fire.
如果他们到时他们没有得救，他们会非常非常的可怜，他们会在火中。
Who wants to see their loved one to be burned in the lake of fires?
谁愿意他们的亲人在火中永死?
We know it intellectually, we don't want that.
我们的聪明告诉我们，我们不愿意这样。
But our nature did not care less.
但是我们天然的生命，我们一点也不在乎。
Until we pray.
直到我们祷告。
We pray, then we have the burden for the Lord to save people.
我们一定要先祷告，我们才有这个负担帮神去救人。
And that is true burden for the gospel.
这就是真正的福音的负担。
And this is something very important for all of us.
这对我们每一个人而言都非常重要。
The second aspect of prayer's need,
第二方面祷告的需要,
also is by revelation.
也是,
And because a lot of times we think that when we are in church, we have a lot of people who love the Lord. And we come together to pray regularly. And we know that prayers is work. And so we work together to pray for whatever in the church. But then there are oppositions lying along our way sometimes.
但是常常我们祷告的路上都有阻拦。
Sometimes we are not working harmoniously.
有时候我们不是同心。
Sometimes someone wants to get ahead of everybody else and do his own thing.
有时候有人想要跑到前面做他自己的事。
Someone wants to share what he feels from the Lord, but no one wants to listen.
有人想要分享他的得着，但是其他人都不想听。
There are a lot of oppositions when we work together in his church.
我们在教会同工的时候，有很多的阻拦。
And guess what? This is our surroundings.
你知道什么? 这就是我们的周围。
The moment you want to be spiritual and heavenly,
你想要属神, 属灵时,
and you want to follow the Lord,
你要跟随神,
and there are thousands of reasons to distract you.
马上就有很多的事情来分散你注意力。
It is not by anybody's intention to block you from being spiritual.
并不是有人刻意要阻止你属灵。
But there is actually a position in the spiritual realm to stop you from praying.
但有时候实际上属灵的路上就有事情要来阻挡你祷告。
From moving on in God's purpose.
想要阻挠你往神的心意上前进。
And so we see from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 2 very clearly.
所以我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书2章2节看到,
Paul is the preacher of the gospel.
保罗是传福音的人。
And he said that after we had already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi,
我们从前在腓立比被害受辱, 这是你们所知道,
and we had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel amid much opposition.
然而还是要靠我们的神放开胆量在大征战中把神的福音
What work is Paul doing here?
保罗的工作是什么?
Paul was commissioned to preach the gospel to everywhere.
保罗他得到这个托付，他要在全世界传福音。
But he does not just go everywhere to preach the gospel.
但他并不是到每一个地方，就只是去而传福音。
He wants to go everywhere.
他想要去。
But the importance of his wisdom is that he knows to follow the Holy Spirit.
但他的聪明是知道他要跟随圣灵。
And where he goes, when he goes, and what to speak comes from the Holy Spirit.
不管什么时候去，要去什么，去那里以后要讲什么，都是从圣灵来的。
Because he prayed first.
因为他先祷告。
But while he prayed for the gospel to be preached,
当他祷告要传福音的时候,
because it is the gospel.
因为这是福音。
Before, because Paul has been praying warrior.
因为保罗是祷告的战士。
That does not make his work easier.
这并没有使他的工作更简单。
In fact, more he pray, more gospel he wants to preach.
事实上，他更多的祷告，他更想要传福音的时候,
more severe the battle lies ahead.
更惨烈的争斗就在前面。
Because Satan does not want the kingdom of God to advance.
因为撒旦不希望神的国度成长。
So Paul was rejected.
所以保罗被抗拒。
He was beaten up.
他被打。
He was left on the ground dead, half dead.
他被留在地上, 快要死。
He was facing all kinds of sufferings and affliction.
他经历了这么多的试探, 苦难。
If anybody knows blessing, Paul knows.
如果任何一个人知道神的祝福,
保罗知道。 But before Paul knows any blessings, he knows what sufferings and afflictions is.
在保罗知道祝福前, 他先知道什么是受苦。
Because certainly he knows what opposition to the gospel and to his prayers are about.
因为他当然确切知道他的福音在你的地位是什么。
When we pray for the gospel friends,
当我们为福音朋友传祷告时,
a lot of times more we pray, the situation seems to be worse.
有时候我们越祷告好像越糟。
Be glad because the Lord is doing something, not only in that gospel friend, but first of all, in our midst.
你要很高兴，因为这时候神不只是在福音朋友身上做工，神也在你自己身上做工。
We can pray not because we can do something,
我们可以祷告，并不是因为我们自己可以做什么事。
We can pray because the battle has been won by the blood of Christ.
我们可以祷告，因为这场战争已经得胜。
Jesus Christ has already won, and therefore we pray in this situation.
耶稣基督已经得胜，所以我们才祷告。
But Satan is not willing just to roll over and yield his captives.
但是撒旦不愿意就这样就走。
And more we talk about Christ's victory, more he wants to stop us from being experiencing this victory.
你越想基督的得胜，撒旦越来阻挠你，他不希望你来讨论这个得胜。
Because we are in a battleground called into it by the Lord.
因为我们已经在战场上，是神要我们来这个战场。
And actually, if we come continuously boldly before the Lord,
事实上，如果我们坦然常常能够来到神面前，
according to God and His words, that victory is always there at the end.
根据神的话，最终的结局永远是胜利。
But there is a difference for us Christians.
但是我们基督徒有些不一样。
If you are timid, you will never know that victory.
如果你什么事都不做，你永远没有办法得到胜利。
If you take courage in the Lord, you will have that victory.
如果你在神里头有勇气，你就会看到这个胜利。
Paul prayed and he prayed victoriously.
保罗祷告，而且在胜利的中祷告。
So he continued to preach boldly the gospel.How did the Bible say?
所以他继续放胆的传福音，圣经上说什么？
Amid much opposition.
在被所有的患难围绕中，他传福音。
If the church wants to preach the gospel, we know for sure oppositions will be there.
如果教会要传福音，我们知道阻挠就会在那里。
But that takes a lot of courage from our part.
但是我们自己要非常的有勇气。
To take in what the Lord has promised.
去接受神给我们这个托付。
And keep praying until it prays through.
一直一直祷告，直到祷告成功。
And lastly, let us open our Bible.
最后我们来打开我们的圣经。
And I was told never to say lastly before it's really lastly.
我曾经有人告诉我不要说最后，除非真的是最后。
So if I can, I will take it back.
所以如果不行的话，那我还要再讲一些别的。
So, but let us open our Bible, Romans chapter 1.
所以我们打开圣经，罗马书第一章。
It is a very familiar passage to all of us.
这是很重要的信息。
But I'm sure this passage will tell us how to pray and pray persistently for the gospel's sake.
我想这会教我们要怎么持续不停的传福音。
Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 15.
罗马书第一章。
And there are 6 points in this passage.
有六个重点。
And you know that in this passage, Paul has one purpose, and that is to preach the gospel.
我们知道在这节圣经里，保罗只有一个目的，就是传福音。
Because he was called to preach the gospel.
因为神呼召他去传福音。
The apostle was called to preach the gospel.
使徒是被呼召去传福音。
The disciples are called to preach the gospel.
门徒是被呼召传福音。
Every Christian today is called to preach the gospel.
神呼召我们每一个基督徒去传福音。
But Paul is our example.
保罗就是我们的榜样。
If we follow Paul's example, you know how to preach the gospel.
如果我们学习保罗的榜样，你就会知道怎么传福音。
And we do what Paul does.
我们保罗怎么做，我们也怎么做。
And we will pray as persistently as Paul did.
我们就能够像保罗一样持续的祷告。
And the first point from this passage is in verse 8.
第一点就是在第一章第八节。
It regards our prayer attitude being changed before God.
第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们。
It is about, verse 8, it is about a prayer attitude towards God.
第八节是关于你自己的态度。
And how it can be changed?
你的态度要怎么改变？
By our understanding of the redemption.
根据我们对救赎的了解。
So Paul prayed.
保罗祷告。
He said, First, I thank my God.
保罗说，第一，我靠着耶稣基督感谢。
And he knows to thank God.
他知道要感谢神。
But because he was commissioned to preach the gospel.
因为他得到了传福音的托付。
Because he was strong and powerful in the gospel.
因为他对福音非常的有能力，非常的坚强。
Not by his name, not by his position.
不是因为他的名，也不是因为他的地位。
But through Jesus Christ.
而是借由 耶稣基督。
Paul did not just give thanks to God.
保罗并不只是说感谢神。
Paul thanked God through Jesus Christ.
保罗感谢神，经由耶稣基督。
Oh, if we read the Bible carefully, this is very consistent about the redemption in the New Testament.
如果你仔细读圣经，这是非常一致的，就是新约里的救赎。
That is the basis and foundation for all prayers.
这是最重要的基础，祷告最重要的基础。
And then he keep on praying because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world.
然后他继续祷告，他说因为你们的信传遍了天下。
The people of Rome already have faith in the Lord and it's being proclaimed throughout the whole world.
在罗马的人他们已经有信，而且他们的信心已经传遍了天下。
What was Paul writing the letter to them for?
那保罗为什么还要写信给他们呢？
They already believed.
他们已经是信的。
They already Christians.
他们已经是基督徒。
They already have faith.
他们已经有信心。
Then we know that the gospel is not about preaching to the unbelievers only.
所以我们知道福音并不是跟不信的人，只是跟不信的人传。
To preach the gospel is the church commission to first edify ourselves, the believers.
传福音对我们教会而言，跟信的人传也是很重要。
It's not 也是 ，but it is first about the believers.
传福音首先要对信的人。
That we must be edified in the gospel first and foremost.
所以我们自己可以被福音最先建造，最
强。And today when we preach the gospel, we pay attention to the unbelievers.
今天我们传福音的时候，我们只是专注在不信的人身上。
But I think Paul's burden is first to the believers.
但是保罗的负担是先在信的人身上。
The believers has faith in them already.
信的人已经有信在身上。
But not only Paul wants to pray and preach the gospel individually.
但是保罗并不愿意自己一个人去传福音。
He wants the whole church in Rome to understand the gospel.
他希望整个罗马的教会都能够了解福音。
So the whole Christian body can be activated for the gospel.
所以整个所以全体的基督徒都可以为福音而动。
Paul is not pleased about his ability to preach the gospel only.
保罗对自己传福音的能力并不只因自己传福音的能
力。Yes, all of us has faith.
我们每一个人都有信心。
But Paul wants us all to preach the gospel.
保罗希望我们每一个人都传福音。
And he thanked God through Jesus Christ for our faith.
所以他感谢神，经由耶稣基督为着我们的信。
That is the foundation for all of us to preach the gospel.
这就是传福音的根基。
The second point is in verse 9.
第二个重点是第九节。
That speaks of our service in the gospel.
在一章九节里讲到我们在福音内的服事。
When we pray, there is a priority.
当我们祷告有一个先后顺序。
Prayer, the priority is not towards the unbelievers.
所以这个重点并不是先对着不信的人。
It's not also, towards the believers.
这也不是根据信的人。
Prayer actually is service to God.
祷告其实是在神面前的服事。
And more we pray, more we understand that we are not just praying for other people.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们就会发现我们并不是为人而祷告。
We are praying in God's will.
我们是在神的意志里祷告。
And so therefore, we are serving God in our spirit.
所以我们借由祷告，借我们的灵来服事神。
Verse 9 says, For God whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his son.
一章九节说我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神。
God is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you.
神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
Why would anybody pray for anybody else?
你们为什么会为别人祷告?
You pray for everybody else because you're not because you love him.
你帮别人祷告并不是因为你爱他们。
But first and foremost, you are serving God.
第一件最重要的是你帮别人祷告你是在服侍神。
And it is important that redemption is activating all of us to serve God.
所以这是非常重要救赎是能够动员我们每一个人来服侍神。
If we are serving God in our spirit through prayers of Jesus Christ,
如果我们服侍神经有圣灵还有耶稣基督
then you will not cease making mentions of those whom you care.
如果你是这么祷告你就永远没有办法停止为别人祷告。
Because God will not stop in you to pray for other person.
因为神并不希望你停止，神不会让你停止。
That is our prayer priority.
这就是我们祷告的重前后顺序。
The third point about prayer is that we must work with the desire to serve Him well.
第三点，我们必须要有这个渴慕，我们必须要服侍神，好好服侍神。
And this is verse 10 and 11, for it says, always in my prayers making requests.
在第一章第十节，他会在祷告之间常常恳求。
If perhaps now at last by the will of God I may succeed in coming to you.
或照着神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。
Paul keep on working.
保罗继续的工作。
And he will not stop as long as God does not stop.
他不会停止，只要神不停止。
So he keep on making requests, but according to God's will.
所以他一直不住的恳求，可是根据神的心意。
And verse 11, more he prayed, he says this, for I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you.
所以在第十一节，一章十一节里头，保罗说，因为我切切的想见你们，要把这些属灵的恩赐分给你们。
That you may be established.
所以你们就可以坚固。
How can you receive spiritual gifts if nobody pray for you?
我们是没有办法得到属灵的恩赐，如果没有人替我们祷告。
If anybody says he is truly serving God, he will pray for you and me for our spiritual gift to be established.
如果有一个人是真正的服侍神，他就会为我们每一个人属灵的恩赐祷告。
That is Paul's work for his church.
这就是保罗为教会的工作。
He worked consistently, persistently with desire for the Lord's love.
他一直不停的工作，用在神的爱里。
And then Paul prayed for the unity of heart in point number 4.
然后呢第四点保罗为心的合一而祷告。
And the unity of the heart is not unity of newness, okay?
所以心的合一不是。
Our heart.
我们的心。
Okay, verse 12 says, that is that I may be encouraged together with you while among you.
所以一章十二节讲这样我在你们之中中间因你与我们彼此的信心
，each of us by the other's faith，
因你与我们彼此的信心
，both yours and mine，
你的和我的。
How wonderful Paul's prayer includes all of us！
多好啊！保罗的福音包括了我们每一个人。
He does not say I have faith for you。
他没有说我对你有信心。
He said you also have faith for me。
他说你对我也有信心。
That we may be encouraged together。
所以我们彼此同得安慰。
Both yours and mine's faith.
你的还有我的信心。
Paul's heart is a great heart.
保罗的心是一颗伟大的心。
He sees the body of Christ in action.
他看到耶稣基督的身体在活动里。
If people believe in the Lord, he becomes alive.
如果人相信神，他就是真的活的。
And he keeps himself alive for the sake of the body of Christ.
然后他自己继续的活，为着基督的身体活着。
And then it is about switching from the heart to the mind now.
然后从心转移到思想。
Because it is our understanding of the mind that takes on the burden of the Lord and work persistently.
因为这我们是靠我们的思想才能够接受神的托付，才能够继续不停的工作。
By our mind we understand.
借由我们的思想我们了解。
And we work through and think through.
我们才能够思考，我们才能够工作。
The Bible said, not only love the Lord with all your heart, but also with all your mind.
圣经上说，不只用你的心来爱神，还要用你的思想来爱神。
Christians are called to think.
基督徒要想。
It is not enough just to have a heart for the Lord.
只是有一颗心，对神有一颗心是不够的。
But we must share the same mind of Christ.
但是我们要与神有同样的心思。
With the understanding of Christ.
要了解基督。
So Paul says, I do not, verse 13, want you to unaware.
所以在第一章十三节说，弟兄，我不愿意你们不知道。
That often I have planned to come to you and have been prevented so far.
我屡次定义往你们那边去，可是都被有阻隔。
Paul loves his church.
保罗爱教会。
But then he knows what the opposition on the battlefield is about.
但他知道战场上的阻挠是什么。
He won't go ahead of the Lord to go to Rome.
他不会走在神的前面去。
He won't say, "Oh, let me serve you."
他不会说，哦，主，让我来服侍你。
He prayed so that he could go to serve them.
他祷告神说，让我来服侍你。
And he has the answer for him.
他也有了答案。
He had been prevented so far.
他说他诶他还没有得到答案他说我至今仍被阻挠。
Oh, what the apostle of Christ is.
哦使徒是如何的。
And a lot of times, you know, we plan our calendar 12 months ahead. We go here and there to serve the Lord.
哦我们有时候我们12个月前我们就计划好我们要到这里到那里去服侍神。
You know, the Bible never talks about that.
你知道圣经上从来也没有这样
子。It is a new church culture today that the church is practicing.
可是现在的教会都是这个样子。
Why? Because we are in the profession of Christianity.
这是为什么呢？因为我们把 做基督徒当作一个职业。
And this is not a criticism on anyone's part.
我不是在讽刺任何一个人。
But it is the mind with the true burden of Christ. If we want to follow the Lord,
但是我们一定要有基督的心思，如果我们要真的跟随神。
And follow through all the way until the end.
一直不停地跟随直到最后。
We may be prevented to go sometimes.
有时候我们会被阻止，我们不能去。
And a lot of times when there's opposition on the way, we say, Satan, stop us.
有时候路上有阻挠的时候，我们会说，哦，这是撒旦知道。
Truly, sometimes Satan stop us.
诶，有时候真的撒旦阻止了我们。
But if Satan can stop the Son of God, then he can stop us.
所以如果撒旦不能够停止神儿子，他也不能够停止我们。
Exactly.So therefore, we must know that it is not Satan is stopping us, but what?
So we know, 不只是撒旦停阻挠我们。
God is using this situation to prevent us from going.
就是神会利用环境来阻止我们去。
But the mind, if we are to learn of the Christ mind,
但我们如果要了解基督的心思，
when there is a position to go,
但如果有时候我们在一个可以去的地位上。
But the importance is not to go.
这个重点是不只是去。
But to go in the Lord's timing.
但是要跟随神的时间来去。
So therefore, more so it keeps us in praying consistently.
所以就是因为这样我们才更要祷告。
With the mind knowing that I have been prevented to go.
我们的心思知道神不要我们去。
But I keep praying until I can go.
但我一直不停地祷告，直到神让我去。
Because to go to Rome is Paul's true burden.
因为去罗马是保罗真正的负担。
And he knows God will want him to go.
他知道神将会希望他去。
But not according to his timing.
但是不是根据他自己的时间，不是根据保罗的时间。
So, but to God's timing. So Paul would know and to keep the goal ahead of him.
而是根据神的时间，所以保罗会把这个目标放在前面。
And his goal is to obtain some fruit among the Rome, the people of Rome.
他的目标是要得到一些果子，在罗马人中间得到一些果实。
Even as among the rest of the Gentiles.
甚至在外邦人中间，他也要得到果子。
And this is the example for us how to pray. We don't lose track when there is opposition.
这是一个好例子，告诉我们怎么。祷告，我们不要偏移。当有阻挠的时候
，If we are to obtain spiritual fruit, we must pray through until we obtain spiritual fruit.
如果我们得到属灵的果实，我们必须不停的祷告，一直祷告。
If we are to impart spiritual gift, we are to pray through until our spiritual gifts are given out.
如果你想要得到属灵的果实，你必须要一直的祷告。
If we want to save some unbelievers, we want to pray through until we.Some unbelievers are saved.
如果我们要救人，我们要不停的祷告，一直祷告到成功，直到他们得救。
Although there is opposition.
虽然一直有阻挠。
Okay, and then the sixth and the last point in this is.
所以第六点，最后一点。
Is that Paul remembered this is his obligation and he obliged in eagerness.
所以保罗了解到这是他欠福音的债。
And he is eager to fulfill it.
他非常有迫切，他要还这些债。
And so therefore, verse 14 and 15 say, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians.
所以第十四节，一章十四节讲，无论希利尼人、化外人，我都欠他们的债。
Both to the wise and to the foolish.
还有去聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
So for my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
If we understand this is our obligation, then we will finish it.
如果我们了解这是我们的债，我们就会还债。
We will finish praying through with eagerness.
我们会完完全全的还债。
Now,
迫切。
Lastly,
最后。
Now, this is really lastly.
这是真的最后。
So if you will open the Bible for one more time.
所以你最后一次开圣经真的是最后一次。
Revelation 12.
启示录十二章
，verses 11 to 12，
十一节、十二节。
I think it summarizes for us well.
这是非常好的结论。
The three aspects of prayer.
三个祷告的。
It's what we need to continue to preach the gospel in His church.
这是我们必须要继续传福音在这个教会。
The first point is about the blood of the Lamb.
第一点是羔羊的血。
This is our foundation of praying.
这是祷告的基础。
The second point is about how we can continue to be the testimony of His word.
第二个是, 我们要怎样才能够继续见证他的道。
And the third aspect is that yes, there will be opposition.
第三点是叫, 是的, 一定会有拦阻。
But they do not love their life even faced with death.
所以他们虽至于死, 也不爱惜生命。
So we will read it together.
我们一起读。
Verses 11 and 12. Whatever version you find, please read it together with me.
我们大家一起读。
The brethren overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. For this reason, rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. Let us sing Hymn 506. Yes, we began as if we were earthly people.
是的，我们从属地的人开始。
But rejoice, O heaven.
但是我们在天堂一起同乐。
And you who dwell in them.
我们就住在那里。